Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's start off our lesson today with a great question. Here it is. Would you ever volunteer to do something dangerous to save someone else?
This is a very interesting question, and I think my answer would be yes, especially if it was to save a member of my family.
Yeah, I hope my answer would be yes. Even though it is dangerous, if you're saving someone, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, well, today we are going to be talking about a very, very popular book where just this thing happens. Someone volunteers to save the life of somebody else. We are looking at a book called The Hunger Games. Maybe you've heard of it already, friends. Let's get into it right now with our first reading.
The Hunger Games, a fight to the death. Katniss Everdeen and her sister Prim are preparing for the reaping. The event chooses two tributes from each of the 12 districts of Panem. These tributes compete in the Hunger Games, where they will fight to the death. The citizens of Panem watch these games, which are set in an arena live on TV. At the reaping, Prim is selected. To save her sister, Katniss, who is a skilled hunter, volunteers to take Prim's place. Peeta, a boy who is the same age as Katniss, is also selected as a tribute.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们首先来看 arena 这个名词，意思呢是竞技场或是场馆。譬如 ，the players entered the arena and prepared for the game while the crowd cheered loudly from every side。球员们进入球场准备比赛，此时全场观众都大声欢呼。arena 也指举行活动的场所，譬如 ，the new arena opened downtown and includes restaurants and seating areas。Where visitors can watch live events comfortably. 这座新场馆在市中心开幕，里面设有餐厅和座位区，让来宾能够舒适地观赏现场活动。Arena 也常用来比喻特定的领域或界限。譬如 ,After years of planning, the politician finally entered the political arena and began working to influence decisions.经过多年的筹划，这位政治人物终于进入政界，开始致力于影响决策。
Friends, let's talk about this story that became incredibly popular and talks about a lot of danger. Let's jump right into it.
We already see a very dangerous phrase here. It is a fight to the death. If something is a fight to the death,It is a very serious fight, and usually the two people are fighting until the end when one of them dies.
Absolutely. We could also use this to describe just a fight that's very dangerous, but doesn't actually go until death. Here's another example. Gladiators in ancient Rome often fought to the death.
Now it's time for us to meet the characters in our story today, friends. Katniss Everdeen and her sister Prim are preparing for the reaping. Now, here, reaping means something different than what it usually does.
Right, it's usually a term associated, with harvest and with growing things. Here, this is an annual ceremony in this story where children are chosen for the Hunger Games.
It's the idea that these children are being selected or harvested to, well, you'll find out later. But it is not a positive thing, and this ceremony is called the Reaping.
Okay, the event chooses two tributes from each of the 12 districts of Penem.
Okay, we have a few terms that we need to take a look at in this sentence, friends. The first one is this word, tributes. A tribute is a gift or a payment that's given to a ruler.
All right. For example, new tributes are sent to the capital each year. Sometimes that could be describing money. In this case, it's a person.
Yeah, and this isn't a good thing. This is a corrupt government system. These different districts are having to send their children as gifts or payments to the ruler. And yes, we did just say that word, districts. That is the next word that we want to talk about here.
Well, districts are different areas or regions. You might live in a city that's broken up into different districts.
Here's an example of how you could use districts in a sentence. The country has 32 districts.
All right, so the country we're talking about in this story is called Penem, and it is made up of these 12 different districts.
Okay, here's what happens with the reaping. These tributes compete in the Hunger Games, where they will fight to the death. Okay, so what's happening here is these children are being selected, and then they must be sent as tribute to the capital, and then they must fight to the death.
Right, let's continue learning about this. The citizens of Penem watch these games, which are set in an arena live on TV. So this is all for people's entertainment.
It is. It's kind of like a game show, but it is not a very nice thing, and it's very violent. Okay, now we're going back to the reaping, which, remember, this is a ceremony. At the reaping, Prim is selected. So remember, Prim and Katniss are sisters.
Right, Prim is the younger one. So to save her sister, Katniss, who is a skilled hunter, volunteers to take Prim's place.
So Prim is selected to go fight to the death in the capital, and Katniss does not want her to go. So she volunteers as tribute. She volunteers to go in Prim's place.
Yeah, and this relates back to the question we started today off with. She is volunteering to do something dangerous to save her sister's life.
Yeah, she certainly is. You might have heard that phrase before, friends. It has become pretty common in conversation now to volunteer as tribute. Sometimes we say this in a joking way when someone in a group needs to do something that nobody wants to do. You can say, "I volunteer as tribute." I believe that phrase got popular after these books came out.
Yeah, and especially after the movie came out based on these stories. We have one more sentence here. PETA, a boy who is the same age as Katniss, is also selected as a tribute. That's because each district needs two tributes.
That's right. And if I'm remembering the story correctly, they have a certain system where the tributes are chosen at random. So it was a surprise to everyone that Prim got chosen. That's why Katniss volunteered as tribute in her place.
Right. And it's only people of a certain age range that can be chosen. They're all pretty young.
That's right. So Katniss and PETA are the two tributes from their district. We're going to find out what happens in this story next. So let's move on now to our next reading.
The Hunger Games. All the tributes are taken to the capital, the governing area of Penem, where they meet the other tributes. Katniss and PETA also meet Haymitch, who is responsible for getting them sponsors who can send life-saving supplies to them during the games.
Take to 在课文中是被动语态，意思是被带往某处。 Take two 在主动语态中的意思呢，是从事某活动或是养成某种习惯。譬如 Rita has taken to drinking tea every morning and now enjoys the quiet time before starting her busy day at work. Rita 养成了每天早上喝茶的习惯，现在很享受在开始忙碌的工作日之前这段宁静的时光。另外一个惯用语是 take a fancy to，意思是爱上或是对什么产生兴趣。譬如 Emma took a fancy to the small cafe near her house that was perfectly designed for remote workers like her. Emma 爱上了她家附近的一间小咖啡馆，那里是专门为像她这样的远距工作者设计的。再来看片语 be fond of， 意思是喜爱或是喜欢。譬如Ryan is fond of his old dog and takes it for walks every evening after work. Ryan 很喜欢他的老狗，每天下班都会带他去散步。
We know the beginnings of our story already. Katniss and Peeta will go to the capital as tributes. Let's find out what happens next.
All right, we have a term that we need to talk about here in this next sentence, friends. Let's read the sentence together. All the tributes are taken to the capital, the governing area of Panem. Now, governing area, friends, refers to the place that controls an entire region. Here, the region we're talking about is Panem.
Right. In many countries, the capital city might be where the governing area is. Pay attention to our article here, friends. Maybe you can open up your magazine and look at it. Capital here is spelled with an O. That is very different from how we spell capital in capital city.
That is a really great point. A lot of times we might say that the capital is in the governing area, but we would spell that word with an A.
Yeah, and that word with an O might describe a building where government happens or a whole area like this.
Okay, we're going to meet another character in our story now, friends. We read, Katniss and Peeta also meet Haymitch, who is responsible for getting them sponsors who can send life-saving supplies to them during the games. Now remember, these Hunger Games are live battles that are televised for people to watch. Because of that, there's something called sponsors.
Okay, sponsors are people or companies who give support to some effort.
Let's use that word sponsors in a sentence. Rich sponsors help the company to grow.
This makes me think of something like sports teams might be sponsored by a company. The stadium might have that company's name on it.
Exactly. Now, in the Hunger Games, these sponsors can help send supplies. Supplies, friends, are things that are needed for a purpose. These could be any different types of things, like a craft. If you want to do a craft, you need the proper art supplies. If you want to go camping, you need camping supplies.
Right, you need supplies. People in need in difficult situations might also need medical supplies.
During the Hunger Games, these sponsors are sending life-saving supplies. So it sounds like the things that the contestants are getting sent, Garrett, are really, really important. They could save their lives.
Right, and so they need to convince these sponsors before the games even begin. Well, we're not done learning about this story, friends. But right now, let's go ahead and take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The proud phrase, selected as. Last spring, my nephew's school held tryouts for the new student council. He practiced his speech for days. When the teacher read the results in front of everyone, she said his name and added, selected as class representative. He froze for a second, then smiled. All that nervousness turned into pure excitement because he had been chosen for the role. Selected as means to be officially chosen or picked for a position, team, award, or opportunity after some kind of process like voting, auditions, applications, or nominations. It feels formal and positive, like you've earned the spot. For example, she was selected as the lead singer after weeks of auditions. Or, out of 50 applicants, he was selected as the new library helper. Here are three other ways to say something similar. Chosen as is very close and a little softer, often used when the choice feels personal or thoughtful. For example, my best friend was chosen as captain because everyone trusted her decisions. Picked for is casual and common, especially in sports teams or fun groups. For example, I was picked for the debate team after one practice round. Appointed to sounds more official, like a job, committee, or important position given by someone in charge. For example, the principal appointed her to the safety committee because she always notices details. Whether you're selected as class rep or captain of the team, it isn't just about winning, it's about stepping up when chosen. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Hunger Games. When the games begin, about half the tributes die trying to snatch supplies from the pile in the center of the area. Ignoring the supplies, Katniss heads for the forest. She camps in a tree to avoid a group of tributes who have allied and are hunting her. She is shocked to see Peeta among them.
The two companies decided to ally with each other to create better products and reach more customers. 这两家公司呢，决定结盟，以开发更好的产品，并触及更多客户。Ally 的过去分词 allied 也可以当形容词用，意思是结盟的或是同盟的。譬如 ，The allied research teams shared data and resources to speed up development of the new vaccine。这些结盟的研究团队共享数据和资源，以加速新疫苗的研发。Ally 也可以当名词，意思是盟友或是伙伴。譬如 ，Kyle found a strong ally in his classmate, and they supported each other while working on the difficult group project. Kyle 发现一位同学是强大的盟友，他们在进行这个困难的小组研究时互相支持。All right, that's all for today's Language Lab. See you next time.
Katniss and Peeta have gathered some support. Now it's time for the Hunger Games to begin.
All right, well, at the beginning of these Hunger Games, friends, we find out that the contestants have an opportunity. We read here, when the games begin, about half the tributes die trying to snatch supplies from the pile in the center of the area.
Yeah, I remember that scene from the movie. There is valuable things and supplies right in that area, but it's pretty open. There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, so if you want to grab or snatch something, you have to do it very quickly and very carefully. That's why we use this word snatch, friends, because it means to grab something quickly.
Here's another example sentence. Don't snatch the toy from your sister.
Does Katniss go to grab those supplies? I don't think so. Our lesson says, ignoring the supplies, Katniss heads for the forest.
She heads for the forest. This term, heads for, is a great one to learn. If you head for a place, you move toward there, almost like you're letting your head lead you.
Let's use heads for in a sentence. The game was about to begin, so the team headed for the field.
Okay, so she heads for the forest, a much easier place to hide, and she camps in a tree to avoid a group of tributes who have allied and are hunting her.
I remember this from the books that a lot of times different districts would be friends with other districts. So once the tributes got to the games, they would try to work together.
Yeah, they might ally with one another or find allies, and they'll help each other out in the beginning and then betray each other later.
Exactly. And it sounds like what they're trying to do together here is hunt Katniss. The word hunt means that you're searching for something or someone, and it's because you want to kill them.
For example, some people might go hunting deer for food.
So there's this group of tributes that are hunting together, and someone else is with them as well that Katniss is pretty surprised about.
Yes, who is it? It is Peeta from her same district. They're not working together. Peeta is with these people who are hunting.
I remember in the books and also the movie, this was a big part of the story, that Katniss and Peeta weren't really friends before the Hunger Games, but as the book went on, their relationship developed and they found ways that they could work together.
Yeah, but we're not quite at that point in the story right now, friends. We'll talk about this a bit more tomorrow, but for right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看非限定关系子句，主要用来对先行词提供额外的背景资讯。来看课文的这一句 ：To save her sister, Katniss, who is a skilled hunter, volunteers to take Prim's place. 在本句中。Who is a skilled hunter? 就是非限定关系子句，前后必须用逗号与主句隔开。这种关系子句不是用来辨识先行词的身份，因为先行词是前文已经提过的对象或专有名词，所以即使移除也不会有误认的疑虑。来看这个例句。Joseph Brown, who has taught English for 30 years, is retiring next month.任教30年的 Joseph Brown 将于下个月退休。
Friends, we are coming to the end of today's lesson, but we're not done learning about the Hunger Games. You'll have to come back for the rest of the story tomorrow, but for right now, let's talk a little bit about what we've learned today.
All right, we're talking about the Hunger Games. This started off as a novel, especially for teens at the time, and then became a very popular movie.
That's right. These type of books are called young adult fiction, or YA.
Exactly. And this was an exciting story. In this world, they are in a country called Panem, which is broken up into different districts, controlled by a capital,and they control things through fear.
That's right. This government is very corrupt. They're so corrupt, in fact, that every year or every so often, they need to have the districts send their children to the capital to fight to the death.
They send tributes in a ceremony called the reaping. In the story, Katniss and Peeta are chosen from their district, to represent them and to see if they can survive.
And because this is a televised event, it's very important for Haymitch to help Katniss and Peeta find sponsors so that they can get life-saving supplies.
Well, so far as we're going through the story, Katniss has survived by hiding in the forest. What is going to happen next, friends? You can come back tomorrow as we explain a bit more.
That's right, friends. But for now, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.